The X-Files, I Want to Believe, is like a very good episode of the now-canceled TV show that spawned it. Those who were fans of the show will probably be pleased. The movie will be just suspenseful enough for them, just scary enough. And it develops the relationship between ex-federal agents Fox Mulder, David Duchovny, and Dana Scully, Gillian Anderson. Those unfamiliar with the series might also like the film because series creator, movie director Chris Carter has taken pains to make the movie stand on its own, leaving the complex mythology of the show on hold. It was a good decision, and the result is a big improvement over the 1998 theatrical release. But there's a drag on the proceedings, and I'm sorry to say it's the male lead, David Duchovny. Duchovny's handsomeness and beefiness and intelligence and sense of humor come across great on television. See him in the current series, Californication. But a movie camera slides right off him. His jowls and his full but slack mouth make him look like the dentist went overboard with the Novocaine. It's been a long time since his intuitive, deeply masculine turn as a swinger, aptly named Randy, in Michael Tolkien's The Rapture. And if you haven't seen The Rapture, and you're not afraid of some diamond-hard truths, it's a supernatural thriller about good and evil that beggars the X-Files. I'll give you a little plot here, but not much, because the pleasure in the X-Files is in guessing what's really going on. The always reliable Billy Connolly plays a broken priest, Father Joe, a psychic who years ago was convicted as a pedophile. Father Joe has murky visions of the crime and the killer and assists the feds in tracking down the evidence, which is body parts, pursuing some kind of redemption for himself. Fox Mulder, a man of unshakable faith in the unknown, quickly bites on the priest's psychic authenticity, while Scully and most of the feds remain convinced that his predictions are nothing more than coincidence. Or maybe they're even sinister. Could Father Joe be involved in the killing somehow? Not only does Scully, a woman of science and strict Catholicism, disbelieve Father Joe's psychic ability, she reviles him for the sins of his past. Well, this is an intelligent film, one that juggles many other plot threads, many of them paralleled with each other in interesting ways. Scully, a surgeon, is attempting to save the life of a dying boy. It becomes a question of faith for her, paralleled with Mulder's personal quest. Can she remain committed to an experimental treatment when the hospital administration, all priests, and even the boy's family think the child has been through enough? And her burning desire to save a life has its negative image in what some very bad people are willing to do to prolong the life of one of their own. Driving her and Mulder apart is the Nietzschean idea that when you stare into the abyss also stares into you. Mulder has a nose for the darkness, and Scully has had a lifetime's worth. A thriller interested in faith? Great. But the lugubrious performance by Duchovny and the screenplay's endless brooding talk in place of action slow the film to a frustrating crawl that even the overall level of intelligence can't completely dispel. Even with the breathing room that a PG-13 rating affords, the movie has no taste for the jugular. And ultimately, Chris Carter, the writer-director, is a hack. Yes, you can be very smart and still be a hack. See any film by James Cameron. And since we're ganging up on him, Carter doesn't know how to compose for the widescreen, and he's just a TV guy, through and through. But his sensibility permeates every inch of the film and the series, and I suppose, if you were to replace him with a better writer-director, what remained, for better or for worse, would no longer be The X-Files. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.